Lawyers for track star Marion Jones have taken the offensive in a fight to prove that she is not involved with illegal performance-enhancing drugs. Yesterday, the lawyers made public a number of documents they received from the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. USADA, as it's called, is investigating several top athletes as a way to root out drug cheats before the Athens Olympics. According to attorneys for Jones, there is no compelling evidence in the documents that she used drugs. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Late last year, Marion Jones was one of nearly 40 elite athletes to testify before a grand jury investigating Balco, the California laboratory alleged to be the source of illegal performance-enhancing drugs. Since that time, a steady stream of media reports has fueled speculation that Jones used drugs, although she's never tested positive. After the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency banned star American sprinter Kelly White last week, the talk has been about Marion Jones and whether she's next. Monday, Jones and her lawyers met with USADA officials who turned over documents reportedly suggesting Jones had committed doping infractions. Late yesterday, the lawyers showed the documents to reporters.
We wanted the public to understand exactly what USADA does not have.
Rich Nichols is an attorney for Marion Jones.
USADA does not have any positive drug test for Marion Jones. USADA does not have any emails from Marion Jones back and forth from anybody at Balco. USADA does not have any admissions from Marion Jones about drug use.
Nichols says at first glance, the most compelling piece of evidence is a calendar from 2001 that includes race times, the initials MJ, and apparent code letters implying a schedule for taking illegal drugs. But Nichols says if you study the calendar closely, the connections to Marion Jones become harder to make.
In fact, when USADA showed Marion the July 2001 calendar the other day, the July 13th date had a 100-meter time of 9.84. And they asked her, isn't that your time? And we all kind of chuckled because anybody who's done any research would understand that 9.84 is a man's 100-meter time and not a woman's 100-meter time.
Nichols questions the current strategy the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency is using to find drug cheats. USADA normally relies on a positive drug test or an admission of drug use. But in its fast-track effort to ensure what it calls a clean team in Athens, the agency says it can sanction athletes without a positive test or admission. Some worry USADA might cut corners and ignore athletes' rights, but not U.S. Olympic Committee General Counsel Jeff Benz.
Are we comfortable with how things are going? The answer is yes.
Benz says USADA, which drug tests for the U.S. Olympic Committee, is following normal procedures that ensure a fair and impartial investigation. If athletes believe the process isn't fair, Benz says they have a forum in which they can lodge their protest.
That forum, which is recognized by the courts, by United States federal law, and by the international and domestic Olympic and sports federations, is known as arbitration.
The USOC and USADA say they're protected against lawsuits by athletes. Marion Jones has said she will sue if USADA bans her from the Olympics. Jones's lawyers won't discuss their legal strategy, but Rich Nichols says in light of the evidence released yesterday, USADA should act fairly and declare Marion Jones innocent. Tom Goldman, NPR News.